Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101。
大家好 ，Hello and welcome to Cantonese Survival Phrases, brought to you by CantoneseClass101.com. My name is Nicole, and I'll be your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this course. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Hong Kong or anywhere else in the Cantonese world. You'll be surprised at how far a little Cantonese will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com, and there you will find the accompanying PDF and additional info in this post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Cantonese Survival Phrases, Lesson 19. Lower the price. In Hong Kong, except in the department stores, haggling at a market is very common. These little markets are temporary street markets where you can find everything, from clothes to electronics to antiquities. In these places, you will be able to use the survival phrases you'll learn in this lesson. Don't be afraid to use your Cantonese when speaking to the merchants, because they generally appreciate the effort, and they can be very friendly and kind to potential customers. Are you ready to have fun at the street market? Or gai si? Now, upon entering a gai si, you'll be struck by the variety of colorful stalls and you'll be immediately attracted by something that interests you. Normally, if you are interested in buying something, you say, "Excuse me, how much is this?" 唔該,呢個幾錢? That's something we learned in last lesson. That's something we learned in the previous lesson. Let's hear it again. 唔該,呢個幾錢? Excuse me, how much is this? As soon as they tell you the price, you can start bargaining to lower the price. Please note that this is very common in Hong Kong market. So don't be shy, try to say, 平啲啦. Let's hear it again. 平啲啦. 平啲啦. Now this is a three sound sentence. 平啲啦. Let's break it down. 平 is cheap. 平 cheap or low price. 平 D equals to the English suffix er. D. So 平 D means cheaper. 平 D cheaper. La is a Cantonese particle that means what it sounds, and it softens your request. La 平 D la. Lower your price, please. Can you bring down the price a little bit? 平 D la. Could you lower the price, please? 平 D la. Now, we also have another phrase to bargain. Remember we learned can or cannot in previous lessons? It's 可唔可以? Let's hear it again. 可唔可以? 可唔可以? Now, in a bargaining context, you can ask 可唔可以平啲啊? Can you lower the price? 可唔可以? 平啲啊? Can you lower the price? Or literally, can or cannot lower the price 啊? 可唔可以平啲啊? Now it means the same with 平啲啦. Now another way to express the feeling that something is too expensive and you want to start haggling is with 太貴啦. Let's hear it again. 太貴啦. It literally means too expensive la. Now let's break it down. 太 is too, or excessively. 太, 太, followed by 貴, expensive. 貴, expensive. La, as we've said before, it's a Cantonese particle. It softens the tone. La, 太貴啦. Too expensive. 太貴啦. Now let's imagine that you are at the gai si, you're in the market, and you want to buy a bag. 袋, bag, 袋. And you want to suggest your price to the merchant straightforward. In other words, you want to establish your own price as the one you bargained for. The merchant has just told you that the bag costs about 300 Hong Kong dollars. That's about 300 Hong Kong dollars. 300. And you desperately want that bag, but it's too expensive. And you want to get it at about 150 Hong Kong dollars. 150 or 百五. Now, you want to try to suggest 100. 一百. Why? Because a common way of haggling in gaixi or small market is to suggest a much lower price that you're willing to pay. Why? Because a common way of haggling in a gaixi or small market is to suggest a much lower price that you're willing to pay. For example, the bag costs 300 Hong Kong dollars, according to the seller, but you want it for 150. In this case, starting your bid at 50 Hong Kong dollars, 50, and working your way up is the most efficient way. Sometimes you even get it cheaper than you expected. Now let's go back to the scenario. You want to try to suggest 100 Hong Kong dollars. 100. That's 100. Now first you say, 太贵了, too expensive. 太贵了, too expensive. 300 is too expensive. 300, 太贵了. 300, you're robbing me. 太贵了. And then you say, 便宜啦. Cheaper, please. 便宜啦. Lower the price, please. Then the storekeeper will probably ask, 你要几钱啊? What's your price? How much you want? 你要几钱啊? You want how much? You should say, 一百, 100. When haggling, this is all you need to say to get your point across. After this, there might be some back and forth bargaining. The merchant will lower the price bit by bit, and when it falls to your ideal price, which is 百五, 150, you want to say 好 or okay. 我买, I'll buy it, or I'll take it. 我买, I'll buy it. If the merchant still refuses you, slowly walk away, and in most cases, they will give in. Now that we know how to say 我买, we should be able to say 我不买, or I won't buy it. Let's hear it again. 我不买, I won't buy it, or I don't buy it. 不买, don't buy it, or won't buy it. Now, the way we form this sentence is that we put a negation before the verb. The negation is 嗯, that's the word we learned in lesson 1. 嗯, the lowest tone in Cantonese. 嗯, followed by the verb 买, to buy. 买, to buy. 嗯,买, I won't buy it, or I don't buy it. Now we've learned a couple sentences by far. Before we go on, let's have a quick review. First you say, how much is this? 唔该, 这个几钱? Then we have too expensive. 太贵了. Could you lower the price, please? 便宜啦. Or, can you or can you not lower the price? 可不可以便宜啊? It's actually, can you lower the price? And finally, you get the price you want. 好,我买. Alright, I'll get it. Alright, I'll take it. 好,我买. Or eventually, you don't want it. 不买. I won't buy it. 不买. I won't buy it. Now, here's a tip for shoppers in Hong Kong. When many people travel to Hong Kong, they want to go to 女人街. 女人街, or women's market, is a large and popular Hong Kong street market. It literally says the street for women, but actually the market sells everything, including the latest fashion for men or women, electronics and records, to daily products. 女人街 is the most popular one, but there are many more street markets all over Hong Kong. If you get the chance to visit one, survival phrases will be perfect for your day of Cantonese haggling. I hope you use all the phrases we learned today and have a great shopping experience in Hong Kong. Now before we go, I would like you to practice what you've just learned. As always, I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answers. 加油! How much is this? 这个几钱? Too expensive. 太贵了. Please lower the price. 便宜啦. Can you lower the price? 可唔可以平啲啊
？All right, I'll buy it.
好，我买。
I won't buy it.
唔买。
All right, that about does it for today. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the PDF. If you stop by, remember to leave us a comment. Bye bye.